I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. Welcome to Slobs, you guys. We are here doing a quick little solo episode. Make sure you subscribe to the things where we are. Leave a review.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Even if you don't watch YouTube, just subscribe. And then we'll make 5 pennies off of the people who actually watch.
Does anybody make any money off YouTube?
Somebody does, but I think you have to break like a threshold.
Yeah, because you mentioned the other day about monetizing. I was like, I've been monetizing and I've been making $0.
Really?
Yes, I've made no money. So I don't know why.
I don't know anything because my instinct is to go like, you should probably like reach out to them and make sure. But honestly, they're probably just fucking people.
No, we're not the Beast or whoever the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, no, it's like that. It's like if you have 100 million subscribers.
Yeah.
But.
Which I don't. And I just got a hefty paycheck from Facebook this month. Thank you for the $24.15. It's really going to help. I'm making no money on any of these apps. It's comical at this point.
Well, to me, it's just like, quit dangling the carrot of money and just let me continue knowing that I'm posting for free. Like,
yeah.
Don't make it seem like, you know, you could be really making some money.
You know what? Who did I talk to this about? I keep talking about it because I want to put it out there. You can make money off roasting someone's penis.
Excuse
like
me?
They send you their dick pic and then you make fun of it and they get off on it. Like they love that.
Oh yeah, I've heard it's like people who have.
Yeah,
like
Jenny Zagrino told me about this and I'm like, I really want to fucking do this. I'm like looking into it.
Is there a website for it? Like there are for like foot fetishes?
I think you could just do like on your own
roastmydick.com. Wait, if there's not, we should make an app.
I just want to fucking make money off being a piece of shit. I mean
Tinder for paying to get your dick roasted? Are you kidding?
Also, if we had any, no one sent in. Oh, okay, so I posted a stupid clip the other day about a riff about me joking about somebody eating my ass the whole time I was up on stage, like having a man attached to my ass. 3 guys replied to it, like, where do I sign up? It made me so uncomfortable. Like, obviously, it wasn't saying it for real. It was like a stupid riff. And then the people, it's also the people that say, where's the application process, are just the creepiest.
Well, it's in the Slobs Instagram.
Yeah. If you really want to sign up for it,
link in bio.
Yeah, go to the link in bio. It's very bizarre. I honestly almost want to read.
Yeah, well, speaking of bizarre, there was a comment left on the Slobs YouTube.
Oh, let's
not
hear it.
YouTube. Fuck, I have to pull. I just saw it this morning. Instagram for you. You're not gonna like it.
For me.
Creepiest. You know, you get like sometimes like weirdly horny guys in a comment. Or in the comments.
I don't get that a lot. So no, I it's very infrequent for me. What?
It seems to be okay. If you get your nose pierced both sides along with nose septum and wear nose stud for both sides of your nose along with those nose septum ring, then even 2 eyes are not enough to see your nose beauty. It's some old clip of you
what?
Talking about your schnoz, the things this. It seems like he has like he's like really into
nose
your nose
fetish. Ew.
There's like 3 nose emojis.
That's
a new one for me.
That's a new one for me. No one really gets off on the nose. Wait, he wants me to get more piercings to draw
somebody,
attention to
I bet
it?
People do get off on the nose when you're eating their ass and it just fucking slides in there. I mean, when you're doing 69ing and just boink into the little.
Ew.
Sorry.
I haven't 69 in a while.
I'm just picturing you 69ing a guy and you get off and you're like, oh, that was fun. It's just like a
full
turd.
Ew. Attach the septum ring, a full piece of shit.
Yeah, it becomes the bidet.
Yeah, that's my fault. Ew. This is a sickness.
This is disgusting. Yeah, I mean, people are fucked. But yeah, no, there was a guy who used to pay me money for pictures of my feet, and he wanted videos of me, like, talking shit to him or whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah, they like that.
Yeah, he wanted me to, like, spit on a fisheye lens camera.
Oh, my. What is with the spitting?
I don't know.
I'm seeing a lot of porns where there's, like, a long spit, and I'm like...
What happened to
What's
you?
What's going on? Have some water.
Yeah.
Why is it that congealed? I don't have a spit that just comes out in like a loogie. Like what is it? I hate that
it
word
doesn't
loogie.
Anymore. I used to, man, when I was a little kid, I would
spit. Ew, the thing.
And set it back up. And I forgot about that until this moment.
Oh, God.
Did anyone else do that? Or was
yes.
That
so many sick little boys did it, you piggy.
Well, I was trying to be a little boy.
Sick.
I was like, I could do it too.
Ew, and then I'm just actually going to gag.
Missed and drooled on myself. Dude, how do loogies... Mm. How are you just like breaking beds, eating asses, and then you're like, not spit?
I don't know why. I'm actually gonna get, for some reason, loogies are the one thing that really it makes me sick. A guy spit the door. I'm actually gonna be sick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It really makes me sick.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird.
Like if I saw a guy spit on the hike yesterday and I gagged in his face.
Really?
Like right in front of me. Spit in the woods.
Oh.
If you're going to be spitting, spit off the fucking beaten path.
I used to spit a lot. I realize now it was gross, but I just get really verklempt.
Verklempt.
I get verklempt.
No, you can't rinse it out with something.
I get mucusy. I got to get it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys, should we plug our, or should we just do a separate thing plugging shows? We'll do that after this. Oh, we have an email.
Okay.
We have several emails. Thank you guys for sending in your stories. But this one I thought was fun. The subject of the email was official petition to rename your podcast Squirters. So they obviously had just gone through the squirting episodes.
Hilarious.
When they sent this. And they're like, quick squirting story since you gals are apparently big time flutters. Love the term. If I was going to change the name of our podcast, it would be Big Time Flutters.
Yeah, Big Time Flutters is way funnier.
Big Time Rush, but we'd get sued by Disney. It's some kid show. Okay. I only recently started squirting in my 30s, just a few years ago. Plenty of orgasms before that, but I honestly didn't even believe squirting was a thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, very weirdly, I was also never into oral or fingering.
What?
Literally my entire life, even though I'm very sexual. It's so weird for me to imagine someone being, I guess I'll just read through it, but like, not into oral.
Like giving or receiving?
It seems like either. Receiving. Which I guess
no, that checks out. People are also, someone's so bad at it, you've never had a good one. You don't want them mucking around
down
there.
I think that's where we're getting with this. Well, many well-meaning strategic patient attempts at oral often resulted in me just still just being way, way, way too sensitive. Oh, and a distinctly sandpapery feeling. So now being married for years, we almost always did just regular penis and vagina. They said PIV, but I'm going for it. Pretty easy for me to orgasm in either missionary or cowgirl, thankfully. So it wasn't a huge issue, just sort of like, ah, shucks, guess we're not doing the pussy eating thing. But then a few years ago, my husband started saying, wow, I think you're squirting, when I would orgasm during sex. And he got really into the idea. I was like, dude, no way. It's just a combination of jizz and regular juiciness. Love that.
Yeah.
She's
being coy about her squirting.
Just also, what a cream pie. Okay. But some experimentation convinced him it was happening. So he decides to really commit to mastering oral on me so he can watch and see if I'm indeed squirting. Lots of patience required for this. He's a gem. Anyway, get this. The trick is I have a one-sided clitoris. Google it. This is a real thing. And I tried to Google it. Apparently some people are like dead, like only sensitive on one side of their clitoris and the other side like feels nothing. I don't know how it took me over 30 years to realize that close sensation on the right side is just plain sandpapery. So that's what that feeling was. It's like there's nothing.
Oh, fuck.
It's very... That's... Dang. Condolences. I started literally covering up that side with my hand. That to me is like, how big is your clit?
But... what are you...
And he focused all his energy on the left side. Bingo! Works 9 out of 10 times now. So as he gets better and better at it, using both fingers and mouth, etc., I'm like, holy shit, how have I been missing out on this my entire life? And finally, one day, it happened. I squirted into his mouth. It was like his holy grail. Now, it's a fun thing to do every once in a while, and I can recognize when it happens, but I did not squirt every time. I would say it's a very strong orgasm, but I haven't been able to pinpoint any one thing that causes it every time or not. I also probably don't concentrate it on all that much in the heat of the moment, but maybe someday we'll get bored enough. What about you, ladies? Do you squirt every time? You ever squirt in your partner's mouth for fun?
I mean, I have squirted in men's mouths before, and they seem to enjoy it. I feel like it's too much.
I don't know that I... Have you like streamlined it?
I've seen it once, fountain, and it was laugh out loud funny. Like kids fountain. No, we just both went, ah. But
that happened to me once.
A couple days ago with this very attractive man that I'm fucking right now. Again,
hot daddy.
People are listening. No, hot young 27-year-old.
Hot young.
So hot that people literally are like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like that kind of hot.
I haven't seen him.
I'll show you.
He came to a show.
People thought he was hot.
He came to a show.
And
you're like, get away from him.
I saw a girl checking him out. I was like, this is too much for me. This is never going to work out.
I can't live.
But I squirted so much. I squirted in my face. Like I was squirting so badly.
You said that to me in a text, and I was like, how do you squirt in your own face?
Okay, so usually
you're like ricochet.
Yeah. So usually it's only insertion is when I squirt.
Yeah.
But for some reason he took it out and was just like. Mucking around, big muck,
diddling around.
Oh, he was like rooting through the grass for his keys. Like he was down there for a bit,
and searching
he
did for something. Truffles.
Okay, he was foraging. So he was foraging, and then it just went, and I was like, ugh! And then it was like all over my face, and then both of us were like, ugh! And then we both started laughing. So I was like, this is crazy. He's
so
wiping
funny.
His eyes, and I'm wiping my eyes. I'm like, this is too much.
We
soaked everything. Threw a towel I had lied down, threw my comforter, threw my two sheets.
The leak in your ceiling is back.
It's back. Yeah, my ceiling fan is fucking not working anymore. It's malfunctioning. It was just like electrocution. It was too much. I had to clean everything up.
In your own, wow, in your own face. Yeah. Just when you thought you couldn't get any more sexually close to the experiences of a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, I really thought. You jizzed in your own eye. I did. Because I asked him if he's done that before, and he's like, yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I guess, but I have a dick, and it points
yeah,
at
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
It's too much.
That's...
Big cleanup. I don't love the cleanup. I'm like, I just want to go to bed.
Let me ask, did it get in your eye?
Oh, yeah. Didn't sting that bad.
And I was going to ask, did it burn as bad because you had cum in your eye?
Yeah, cum hurts. Cum really hurts. You know, milk.
Milk?
Lisa Ann told me the porn star. Milk. It helps because it's like a
just
burning
like, just like with...
Wings. It's like with, a hot sauce. Yeah,
yeah. With, or like a mace. You're supposed to use milk. Yeah, yeah. That's so fun. I always thought that I think cum hurts so bad because it all the jizz stings your eyes and egg and it's like,
ew.
Trying to get in there. It's like, we did it, boys.
Oh, no. This was like, no. And also, this is so disgusting. I went down on him after because I wanted to see, kind of want to see what it tasted like.
You're like, it is pee, turns out.
No, I was like, it's not pee.
It's sweet.
It's not pee. I mean, I realize I haven't tasted pee, though. Have you tasted your own pee?
No. I've tasted my own, like, cum off of a dick, though.
Yeah, or, I've tasted my own cum off of a dick. I've never tasted,
always sweet, which... Almost makes me wonder if I'm like pre-diabetic.
No, that's good if it's sweet. Mine was like, it was just kind of, I don't know how to pinpoint it. It was more like a tang.
Yeah, no, it's got a little, like a sweet tarty is how mine is.
Yeah, I'd say it's like a cranberry type, maybe like a tart berry. You know what I mean?
Cranberry?
Like it's not a raspberry. It's more like a tart berry.
Oh, it's like a tart. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, mine is like full strawberry.
Oh, wow, you cocky bitch. You got a fruit field down there. I've got a, like, what's it called? Not fragmented.
A boysenberry.
No, when they leave it something, they let
fermented.
It.
Fermented.
Like, fermented, yes. That's what I'm looking for.
It's wine.
I have
it's a
fermented
a fine
pussy.
It tastes like kimchi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got sauerkraut
no,
between her
I'd
thighs.
Say it's a knife. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah, no, yeah. You go down to me after the gym. You're playing with fire.
Well, we're not going. I mean,
no,
speaking of the
that
gym.
Oh, oh, we're gonna talk about this.
Well, quickly just mention, Jess and I go to the same gym.
We do.
And I'm trying to have sex with a trainer, and it's gonna happen.
He's a very good looking
he's
man.
He's a very hot man. Absolutely batshit crazy.
I hope you're listening to this. You're
oh, he's
out of
never
your mind.
In his life would listen to this.
He's listening to his own.
I tell him to his
group
face. I told him to his face yesterday. I had an impromptu personal training session.
Oh.
I was just
at
there working
house?
Out. Well, he told me that my breasts look tense and they need a massage.
Your breasts need
my tatas, my cans, my yabos, my
this
gym
is
jams.
The kind of thing that's like men who are attractive can say the most absolute serial killer disgusting shit. We just go, it's so crazy.
No, I literally was like, I look at him in the eyes and go, you're clinically insane. You should be in a straitjacket. Like, I'm not nice about it. I'm so rude to him. It's crazy.
But also get the roller.
Yeah, get the
Mama's
roller.
Mama's tits are tits.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Old tits, tits McGee.
Tits McGee.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up because we got to record with some really awesome guests for the next episode. Really quick.
Let's do our dates real quick.
Yeah. And we'll just put this at the top of other episodes. Yes. I am going to be in lots of places. Tampa, Palm Coast, starting in May 31st. Palm Coast, Florida, June 1st. And then Charleston on June 3rd. Baltimore, June 4th. Then Lexington, Kentucky, the weekend of 8th through 10th of June. And then Asheville on June 11th. And then Philadelphia on June 15th. And Arlington, Virginia / Washington, D.C. The 16th. And 17th. And you can see me co-headline with Justin Martindale July 29th in San Francisco.
That's fun. I'm in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave May 19th, 20th. Then I'll be at Dania Beach, Florida at the Improv 26th, 27th, 28th. Then I'll be at Zany's Nashville one night only the 31st.
Go out, Nashville.
Go out for God's sakes. And then I'll be in Spokane, Washington the 22nd to the 24th. And then I'm gone for the entire summer. Come see me just for laughs for 2 weeks. If you're Montreal listeners,
Montreal.
For God's sakes, come out.
Yeah. Well, you know, keep slobbing, subscribe, whatever.
Keep
share
squirting
with your friends. Keep squirting. We love you.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.